Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Pei Vav, Zvachim 86a, pagination is 171. The Mishnah towards the bottom of the page is our starting point. V'kulan, and all of these cases, which really were not supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach, but mistakenly were brought on the Mizbeach, because really they're pasul, but psulim sha'olu lo yerdu, something that's pasul that was brought to the Mizbeach, does not get brought down. Shepaku me'al gabei ha-Mizbeach, and now they burst forth from the Mizbeach. The heat of the fire caused this to explode, so to speak, to be pushed off, so that now it's on the floor. Lo yachzir, you don't bring it back. While it was up, you brought it up, so you brought it. But now it's popped off, you leave it off. V'chein gacheles shepaka me'al gabei ha-mizbeach, and the same thing is true regarding a coal that came off from the mizbeach. Lo yachzir is not going to get returned, and this is talking about a piece of wood that turned into coal, and it's burst from the fire, you're not going to return it. If we were dealing with a limb of an animal that's kosher, that was brought on the Mizbeach, that's meant to be brought as a carbon, and that's what happened, so then we would have a different halacha, as we will explain in the second part of the Mishnah that begins now. Eivorim, limbs, shepaku me'al gabei ha-mizbeach, that popped off from the mizbeach, kodem chatzos, if it's before chatzos, halachic midnight, yachzir, you would still return it. Umo'alin bohen, and if someone accidentally benefited from it, it's considered the act of mi'ilah and would have to go through the payback, kapara, etc. La'achar chatzos, lo yachzir. If it's after chatzos, then we do not return it. Ve'ein mo'alin bohem. And likewise, there's not going to be any me'ilah, because something that's kodesh, that already fulfilled its mitzvah, is no longer in the status of me'ilah. It fulfilled its mitzvah, and it's not considered kodshim in the Me'ilah application. Now, there's a fundamental question over here as to why these limbs that popped off from the Mizbeach, kosher limbs, they were meant to be brought up on the Mizbeach. Why is a distinction, and in what case is this distinction being made, regarding chatzos, halachic midnight? So the Gemara explains, if we look at the bottom lines of the page, hey chidomi, what's the case? Ide is buhumamish, if there's still meat on these limbs, afilul achatz chatzos, then even after halachic midnight, they should be put back on the fire and it should be consumed. Ide les buhumamish, if it doesn't have any meat on it, afilu kodem chatzos namilo, it's already charcoal, so what are you putting back on the fire? It's already been burnt. And the Gemara explains that it's dealing with a case, lotzricha bishiriri, Rashi says on the top of Amud Beis, sheniskashu machmas ha'etz, it's hard. As a result of the fire, all the moisture has been taken out. Elashalonasu pechom, but it's not the equivalent of charcoal. Elakeitzim yeveshim, it's like dry wood. And therefore we have a distinction. On the one hand, the burning process was fulfilled. On the other hand, it has not been totally consumed. And therefore a distinction is made, if it's before chatzos or if it's after chatzos. The Gemara on Amud Beis describes the transition that occurs each night. We know that the night is a time when they're bringing the limbs of the karbanos that were brought during the day, and things would burn. At a certain point, though, there's a cutoff. There's a time when that's no longer the focus, and they're ready for Terumas Hadeshen to tidy up the top of the Mizbeach and to tithe from the ash of the previous day, and then move on to the next day's Karbanos and service. So the Gemara on the second half of Amud Beis tells us, Ten Boker Lebikro Shalayla, there's a certain time before daybreak that's already the transition time. Hilkach Kol Yomo Mikros HaGever Sagi. Normally, on a regular day, from the time of the rooster's crow, they would start the Trumas Hadeshen process. On Yom Kippur, because of the weakness of the Kohen Gadol, we don't want to overtax him in the Karbanos of the day, plus these other services, so we start even earlier, from Halachic Midnight. Barigolim de nefishi karbanos de kadmi osu yisoh me'ashmura rishona. And on the holidays, the Shalosh Regolim, since there are many karbanos that Klal Yisrael are going to bring, everybody came to be Ola Regel, to come to Yerushalayim, so they would already start me'ashmura harishona from the first watch, the first third of the night. When that's over, they would already start this process of Terumas Hadeshen and clean off from the previous day and prepare for the new day. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.